wine in the south.
Sarah Keith Lucas, thank you. Now, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Friday, the 28th of March. There are warnings of gales in Viking, North Utsira, Cromarty, Shannon, Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes and South East Iceland. The general synopsis at midnight, low South East Iceland 978, expected Norwegian Basin 989 by midnight tonight. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Utsira, South Utsira. Southerly or southwesterly, veering westerly later, 5 to 7, occasionally 4 in South Utsira and gale 8 elsewhere. Showers, moderate or good. 40s, Cromarty, 4th. Southwest 4 to 6, veering west 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in Cromarty, decreasing 4 or 5 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Tyne, Dogger. Southwest, veering west or northwest 4 to 6. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Fisher, German Bight, Humber, Thames. Southwest 4 to 6, veering west or northwest 3 to 5. Rain at times. Fog patches at first, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth. Southwest, veering northwest, 4 to 6, occasionally 3 in Dover. Rain at first, good, occasionally poor at first. Biscay, Fitzroy, northerly or northwesterly, 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 in north and west Fitzroy. Rain for a time, good, occasionally poor. Sole, Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. West or northwest, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first in Irish Sea, backing southwest later, except in Lundy. Showers, good. Shannon, Rockall, Malin, Hebrides. West or northwest, 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 at first in Hebrides, backing west or southwest, 4 to 6, then south, 6 or 7 later in Rockall. Squally showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Bailey, northwest, becoming cyclonic, 6 to gale 8, decreasing 3 to 5 for a time. Rain or squally showers, moderate or poor. Fair Isle, Faroes. Cyclonic at first in Faroes, otherwise southwest veering northwest, 6 to gale 8, increasing severe gale 9 at times, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5 later. Rain or squally showers, becoming wintry. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. Southeast Iceland, northerly, veering southeasterly, 6 to gale 8, decreasing 3 to 5 for a time. Occasional rain or snow, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. On to the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic, west 6, rain 13 miles, 999, rising slowly. Stornoway, west-southwest, 4, slight drizzle, 13 miles, 993, falling slowly. Lerwick, southwest by west, 6, recent precipitation, 9 miles, 989, now rising. Lucas, southwest by west, 5, 22 miles, 999, now falling. Bridlington, southwest, 4, 1,005, falling. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, southwest by west, 5. 5 miles, 1,014. Jersey, southwest by west, 3. 22 miles, 1,016, falling. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, southwest, 4. 5 miles, 1,014. Scilly Automatic, west-northwest, 4. Recent drizzle, 5 miles, 1,014, falling more slowly. Valentia, west-northwest, 4. 9 miles, 1,014, rising slowly. Ronald's Way, west-southwest, 4. 7 miles, 1,006, now rising. Malin Head, west-southwest, 6. Slight showers, 13 miles, 1,003, rising more slowly. Now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours and issued by the Met Office at 0500. The general situation, the southwesterly airflow currently affecting most of the United Kingdom will veer westerly or northwesterly during Friday as an area of low pressure moves eastwards to the north of Scotland. There will be gales in the north and rain or showers in most areas. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Southwest 5 to 7, veering west or northwest 6 to gale 8, backing southwest 3 to 5 later. Squally showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor in north. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, west or southwest 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first. Showers, good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, southwest, veering west 4 to 6. Showers, becoming fair later, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, southwest 3 to 5, veering west 4 to 6. Rain at first in south, otherwise showers, becoming fair later. Good, occasionally moderate at first. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, southwesterly 3 to 5, veering northwesterly 4 or 5. Rain for a time at first, good, occasionally poor at first. North Foreland to Selsey Bill, southwesterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first in east and 3 at first in west, then veering northwesterly 3 to 5. Rain for a time at first, good, occasionally poor at first. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, southwest 4 or 5, veering northwest 4 to 6, then decreasing 3 or 4 later. Rain, then showers, becoming fair later, good, occasionally poor at first. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. West or northwest, 4 to 6, decreasing 3 or 4 later. Rain at first in east, otherwise showers, becoming fair later. Good, occasionally poor at first in east. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. West or northwest, 4 to 6, decreasing 3 or 4 later. Showers, becoming fair later, good. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. West or northwest, 4 to 6, backing west or southwest, 3 or 4 later. Showers, becoming fair later, good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Wind, west, veering northwest, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first, then backing west, 4 later. Showers, becoming fair later, good, occasionally moderate. Isle of Man, west 5 or 6, backing southwest 3 or 4 later. Showers, good. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough, westerly or northwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in north, backing southwesterly 4 or 5 later. Squally showers, becoming fair later, moderate or good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Westerly or southwesterly, 4 to 6, veering westerly or northwesterly, 5 to 7 for a time. Squally showers, becoming fair later, good, occasionally moderate. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. West, veering northwest, 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, backing southwest, 3 to 5 later. Squally showers, becoming fair later, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. West or southwest, veering northwest, 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, backing southwest 4 or 5 later. Squally showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Finally, Shetland Isles, southwest, veering west or northwest, 5 to 7, increasing gale 8 at times, then decreasing 4 or 5 later. Squally showers, becoming fair later, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And that completes the shipping bulletin. In a couple of minutes, we'll be hearing about a prevailing culture of fear between supermarkets and their suppliers, as Farming Today asks if the system that was supposed to ensure fairness has failed. Before that, here on Radio 4, it's time for Prayer for the Day, presented by Richard Reddy.
Good morning. They say that confession is good for the soul, so I want to admit that I'm a cake fiend. I just like cake, all types of cake. Chocolate cake, fruit cake, Victoria's sponges, Madeira cake, carrot cake, you name it. If it's cake, then it has my attention. I say all of this for two reasons. The first is that today is National Black Forest Gâteau Day, Yes, a special day dedicated to that most famous of cakes, which also happens to be a particular favourite of mine. The second is that during Lent, I decided to abstain from cake, which has been really good for my waistline and wallet, but not necessarily my taste buds. Consequently, I'm doing my best to avoid the cake aisle at the local supermarket and the patisseries and bakeries where I live. I suppose my liking for cake stems back to when I was a child and my mother would bake a cake every Sunday. I would always help her so I could get to lick the cake mix from the mixing spoon, and I would always be the one to eat the first slice of cake when it was baked. In a strange way, I suppose cakes or eating cakes remind me of my late mother. Pleasant memories of pleasurable times. With this Sunday being Mothering Sunday, and given that Sunday allows us a Lenten indulgence, I will be treating myself to a slice of cake, possibly Black Forest Gâteau, as a tiny reminder of my mother and all that she meant to me. So let us be thankful for the precious memories we have of those special people who made a massive difference in our lives. Amen.
That was Prayer for the Day with Richard Reddy. The time now is exactly 5:45, and here's Farming Today with Anna Jones.
Good morning. A prevailing culture of fear between supermarkets and their suppliers has the system that was supposed to ensure fairness failed. But first, St. Agnes is the most southerly of the Isles of Scilly. It's home to the Hicks family and their very small herd of dairy cows. And this single herd provides milk for the island's residents, around 80 people, and summer ice cream for the tourists. For this Sunday's edition of our sister programme, On Your Farm, Sarah Swadling went to meet them.
You're looking south out across the Troytown Downs. The little beach is called Paraskin. That's Horse Point out there in the end. And yeah, it does look an absolute picture today, doesn't it? Sunshine glistening off a blue sea. And Stripes coming over to say hello to us. But you can imagine how exposed this is.